多位都生病，包括我自己，我现在也在头晕，好像晕船一样。
I found a lot of church brothers, sisters recently are actually pretty sick, including myself. I feel like I'm kind of dizzy, just like seasickness.
当我们失去健康，我们才会体会到恢复健康有多么重要。
So it was, when we lost health, we realized how important to become healthy.
圣经中提到许多有关于病得医治、恢复健康的故事。
So actually, in the Bible, record a lot of stories about how, people are healed.
尤其耶稣在传道三年多的期间呢，也同时医治各样的病人。
Especially during the 3 years when Jesus was preaching, he actually healed a lot of patients.
在今天的世代当中，其实我们也像耶稣当年一样，除了宣传宣教、传福音，我们也仍然做医疗事工。
So in today's world, we're just like Jesus. Not only we're doing missions, we're also doing medical ministries.
我们看到今天到处。都盖了很多的基督教医院、天主教医院等等。
We've seen a lot of hospitals that are actually founded by Christian organizations and Catholic organizations.
尽管现在医学科技更发达，医药发明更先进，但是生病的人反而比以前更多了。
Although medical technologies are more advanced today, there are actually more patients today.
各样的疾病，包括身体上的、精神上、心理上、生理上等等各样的疾病越来越多了。
Including a lot of diseases like psychologically, physically, spiritually, mentally, and mentally.
教会同样的，今天我们也在做心灵医治的工作。
So church actually today is also doing the spiritual healing job.
因此我相信病得医治乃是我们所期待的。
So actually we all want to restore our health.
包括身心灵全人的医治。
Including our body, our mind, and our soul.
不过我们来想一个问题。
But let us think about a question.
只要我们得医治就表示我们得到健康了吗？
So is it like when we're healed and then we're completely healthy?
我觉得那可不一定。
No, it's not necessarily right.
那要看你怎么定义。
Then you have, it really depends on the definition of healing.
耶稣当年医治过的病人当中，瞎子的医治可能是最多的了。
So, among the patients that Jesus healed, probably blind men are the most.
至少有记载八次以上。
There are at least 8 times the Bible has recorded how blind men are actually healed.
在所有得医治的，这瞎子得医治的这个例子当中，也有各式各样的瞎子。
So, among our examples of the blind man, there are different kinds of blind men.
有人是天生生来就瞎的。
Some are actually born blind.
有人是瞎而且又哑。
Some are blind and also mute.
有些是单独来就医的。
Some are actually just go to Jesus by themselves.
也有是成群结队来的。
Some go by crowds.
那不管如何，耶稣全部都医治他们。
But no matter what, Jesus healed them all.
而最早耶稣医治的，就是今天我们刚刚读的经文的这两个瞎子。
So the earliest time that Jesus healed the blind man were actually blind men that mentioned in the scriptures we just read.
这两个瞎子呢非常特别。
So these two blind men were actually very special.
因为在他们得医治的过程当中呢，有许多的重要功课我们可以学习。
Because they have both their success and the failures
that we can learn from. 分别是在他们成功跟失败之处。
They have their successes and failures that we can learn from.
好，我们先来看看到底他们有什么成功的地方呢？
Let's first look at their successes.
好，我们一起来读第27-29节，好吗？
Let's read scripture 27-29 together.
预备，请。
As Jesus went out from there, two blind men followed him, calling out, "Have mercy on us, son of David." When he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him and asked them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" "Yes, Lord," he replied.They had touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, let it be done to you."
好，第一个成功之处呢，就是他们紧紧跟随的毅力。
So the first good thing that they did is they were following the Lord very closely.
Yeah, 从27-28节，我们看见哈，耶稣在那里，他们呢就紧紧跟随，直到甚至耶稣进了房子，瞎子仍还是也跟着他到他的跟前来。
So these two blind men actually followed Jesus Christ very closely, even when Jesus entered the house, and they also entered the house with Jesus.
那这个两个瞎子非常的很奇怪，我说特别，但是也很奇怪啊。一听到耶稣的消息就一路跟随。
These two blind were actually behaving pretty weirdly because by the time they heard about Jesus, they started following Jesus right away.
那起先耶稣不理会他们。
So at first, Jesus did not ignore them actually.
可是当耶稣进入一个房子， 一户人家，他们也跟着进去了。
But when Jesus entered a house, they also followed Jesus into the house.
我们不是觉得很奇怪啊？如果有人跟着你，
so weird.
你也不认识他跟着你，然后你进入一个房子，他也跟着进去。
It's kind of weird to follow a stranger and enter actually a house.
也没有经过主人的同意，哈，
without even the approval of the landlord.
也不在乎这个周围人的看法，就决定跟随耶稣到底。
And without caring about the thoughts of others, they just decided to follow Jesus all the way to the end.
你想想看，他们当时眼睛是不能看见的。
Think about this; they're actually blind.
我们先不姑且不讲说他怎么会侵犯别人的隐私，跑到人家家里。我们先来看他的毅力。
Let's just not talk about how they actually interfere other people's privacy. Let's just talk about their persistence.
他们看不见。然后呢，他们可能需要跋山涉水、翻山越岭。
They need to wade waters and go up mountains and valleys in order to follow Jesus. They might have to do that.
当时的马路不是像今天就做得很平的。
The roads on those days are not as smooth as today's roads.
那种执意跟随耶稣到底的决心跟毅力，要是换成我们一般人，可能跟随一点点还可以，要继续跟随到底，那就不容易了。
So the persistence and the strength of these two blind men actually pretty big because they're able to overcome difficulties and have determination and perseverance to follow Jesus until in the end.
我相信在当时跟随耶稣的人很多很多。
I believe there are a lot of people who are actually following Jesus.
因为当时耶稣才行完一个大神迹，让广会堂的女儿从死里复活。
Because Jesus just finished performing a miracle and raised a girl from death.
然后在医治的过程半路当中呢，又医治了一个患十二年血漏的妇人。
And on his way, and he also healed another woman who actually was bleeding for 12 years.
众人拥挤到一个程度，哇！耶稣说：“谁摸我一下？”还要问他，哇！那么多人摸你，谁知道是谁摸你啊
？So a lot of people were actually following Jesus. This woman actually touched Jesus, and then so how did Jesus know who actually touched him?
你看，无论当时多少人跟随耶稣，不过最后坚持到最底的，我们不能说只剩下这两个人，但是能够进入一个房间的一个房子的人，毕竟就不多了。
So we know that since a lot of people were actually following Jesus, so very few people could actually follow him all the way to the end, even enter that house.
而这两个瞎子竟然在其中有份。
But these two blind men actually made it.
今天我们跟随主的道路。也是如此。
So when we're following Jesus today, it is the same.
我们愿意跟随一天，跟随两天，一年，两年，可能很容易。
We might be able to follow Jesus for one day, or two days, or one year, or two years.
特别是我们刚信主的时候，刚来到教会的时候，觉得哇，教会真的太美好了，我好像找到属灵的家，找到组织了，非常的高兴。
Especially when we first come to church and become a Christian, we feel like, wow, we have found our home, our family, our spiritual family. And
我们祷告神都垂听，我们看见我们需要的帮助都得到回应。
And God answers all of our prayers when we first believe in Jesus Christ.
可是慢慢我们发现主没有回应我们的时候，
little by little
或是环境没有改变的时候，
out,
我们可能就容易放弃。
But little by little, when we found out that the Lord does not answer our prayers anymore, and then we started to give up.
我们就不再跟随，我们就半途放弃了。
And then when the Lord is not responding, or the environment has not changed, we tend to easily give up and no longer follow Him.
这就是我们感觉到我们自己为什么灵命会忽冷忽热的原因。
That's why our spiritual life could be cold and could be very hot.
因为我们没有一个。毅力要紧紧跟随到底。
Because we don't have that determination and perseverance to follow Jesus until in the end.
然而这两个瞎子竟然有。
But these two blind men did have.
第二个，这两个瞎子的成果是他们有同心合意的行动。
Another success of these two blind men is that they have the action of one accord.
那这两个瞎子每一次一开口都是同异口同声的说我们，而不是说我。
So every single time when this blind man talked, they always say "we" in one heart, in one voice.
耶稣回答他们呢，也用你们，而不是说你信我吗
？So when Jesus answered them, Jesus also used "you" in plural form, not "you" in singular form.
而圣经描述这两个人的时候，也用他们，而不是说他跟他。
So when the Bible records the story, it also records them as they instead of he.
短短的五节经文当中，你知道出现我们、你们、他们来指这两个瞎子呢？总共出现几次？总共11次啊
！So within the five short verses, there are actually 11 times that mention about we, you, and they.
这表示他们行动是一致的，都是同心合意的，好像一个人一样。
So it means their actions are actually one accord, just like in one person.
他们先有一个共同的心智，那么拥有共同的目标，就带出了相同的行动。
So they have one determination, one purpose, and have one common goal, so they can have the same action.
两个人心连心，手牵手，相互扶持，同心跟随主，多么美好的一幕
！So what a beautiful phenomenon, a beautiful picture that these two people have the same aspiration, a common goal, and do the same action.
不像有一位患三十八年这个的病人，耶稣问他说：“你要痊愈吗？”
It's unlike a patient who had been sick for 38 years when Jesus asked him, "Do you want to be healed?"
他不是回答说：“我们都要痊愈。”
He did not answer, "We wanted to be healed."
而是责怪怪罪那旁边那些人争先恐后，不让他先进入毕士大池里面哈，大家都争先恐后要抢着得医治。
Instead, this patient was blaming other people for not bringing him to the pool of Bethesda to get healed.
事实上，我们在每个人都会自私，不管有没有生病。
Actually, we could all be very selfish, regardless of our health condition.
同不同意
？Do you agree?
呀，我们每个人都会为自己想，是不是？
We could
人不为己，怎么样？所以我们找到一个很好的理由来自私了哈，这说明人要与他人同心合意，容不容易
？So just means it's not easy to have a common goal with other people.
啊，曾经相爱的夫妻结婚，成为一体，又住在一起，两个人可能常常会因为意见不合，啊，而闹别扭，是不是
？So a loving married couple might be quarreling with each other all the time just because of disagreements.
那你想想，我们全教会人这么多，要用同心合意，那不是岂不是更不容易吗
？Then think about our church. We have so many people. So how is that easy for us to have one action?
除非我们先拥有相同的心智。
Unless we have one aspiration,
就是回应神的呼召，我们在这里要建立神荣耀的教会。
That is responding to God's call and building His glorious church over here.
所以我们拥有一个共同的目标，我们才能够带出一个相同的行动。
So unless we have a common goal, we won't have the same action.
这个行动就是能够让我们全体都遵照教会的规章，我们推动各项事工。齐心努力的来完成任务。
The action is we're all following church rules and restrictions so that we can finish God's mission on us.
这样教会一定能够健康成长。
So the church can grow healthy.
一定能够大大复兴的。
And can revive.
最后一个是他们有坚定不移的信心。
The last success these two blind men had was they had steadfast faith.
28节下半节到29节说，耶稣问他们说：“你能信你们信我能够做这事吗？”
So in verse 28, Jesus said, "Do you believe that I can do this?"
他们就回答说：“主啊，我们信。”
And they answered, "Yes, we believe."
耶稣就摸他们的眼睛说：“
And then Jesus touched their eyes and said,
你们的信心给你们成全了吧。”
And let it be done according to your faith.
那我们看见这两个瞎子，首先在跟随耶稣的时候，他们喊叫一句话，他说什么：“大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。”
So the two blind, when they first followed Jesus, they actually cried out loud. They were saying, "Son of David, have mercy on us."
当他们这样喊叫呢，是因为他们相信旧约先知的预言，弥赛亚必出自大卫的家，在以赛亚书七章十三到十四节。
The reason they could cry out so loud with so much faith is because they believe the healer Messiah is coming.
而且弥赛亚不但是救世主，弥赛亚就救世主的意思，而且他也是全能医治者。要来开瞎子的眼睛，通聋子的耳朵，记载在以赛亚书三十五章第五节。
So it was recorded in Isaiah 35. And Messiah does not only mean like the savior of the world, but also the opener, the healer of the world. He can open our eyes, and he can open our ears.
这两位瞎子相信圣经的话必定要应验的。
So these two blind men believe that the prophecy will be fulfilled.
当时在场的有很多明眼人，却没有一个人看出原来耶稣就是那个预言要来的弥赛亚。而这两个瞎子竟用信心的眼睛看见了这位弥赛亚。
But you know, in that time, a lot of people were actually not blind, but then they did not recognize the Messiah. Well, these two blind men, although they are physically blind, using their spiritual eyes, they recognized Messiah.
那这位弥赛亚就是站在他们面，现在在他们面前的耶稣。
So this Messiah is the Jesus Christ who are actually standing in front of them.
那他们 发明了一招很管用的，后来很多瞎子都学这一招啊。这一招是什么？喊着说：“大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。”
So they have this invented this way for all blind men about how get Jesus healed, how to get the healing from Jesus Christ. The thing is, they cry out to the Lord, say, "Son of David, have mercy on us."
后来很多人都学了，像包括巴底买。记载在马可福音十章四十七节，还有耶利哥坐在路旁另外两个瞎子，啊，也都是学这两个瞎子来在喊着：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。”
So a lot of actually blind men record in the Bible in different verses, scriptures, actually use the same way and by shouting out loud to the Jesus Christ and saying, "Son of David, have mercy on us and get healed."
果然，耶稣都医治他们了。
So, Jesus healed them all.
全都是因为他们相信弥赛亚就是耶稣基督的这样的信心。
All because they believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the healer.
而且这样的信心是可以带出影响力的，全都是因为这两个瞎子起头的。
And their faith actually is influential.
除此之外，我们看见当耶稣问这两个瞎子说：“你们信我能够做这事吗？”
So when Jesus asked these two blind men, "Do you believe that I can do this?"
那他们异口同声说：“主啊，我们信。”所以耶稣就说：“照你们的信，给你们成全。”
So they said in one voice, "Yes, we believe." And then Jesus said, "According to your faith, let it be done to you."
可见他们的信心乃是他们得医治的主要关键。
So the faith is the critical factor for them to be healed.
就如同之前耶稣医治那血肉的妇人一样，也对他说：“你的信救了你。”
Just like when Jesus was healing this bleeding woman.And then he also said, "Your faith has saved you."
耶稣如此看重我们的信心，因为信心是我们与神互动当中最重要的因素。
Jesus cared about our faith because faith is the most important factor in the interactions between us and God.
圣经这样告诉我们，记载在希伯来书十一章第六节，我们一起来读。
So Hebrews 11:6, let's read together.
来。
Without faith, it is impossible to please God because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
We might
have determination
or strength to follow Jesus.
We might have love to serve
people. But we might
not have enough faith to please God.
你可能觉得奇怪，哎，我们如果没有信心，怎么会出现在这里呢
？So you might feel strange if you don't have faith. How can we even appear over here?
但是我相信我们的信心有程度的分别。
But I believe that our faith has different levels.
甚至我们的信心只是在接受一个理念，从无神论变成有神论这样的一个相信而已。
Our faith is just might be just a thought from atheist to like a person who believes there is a God.
但是这两个瞎子的信心是可以带出影响力的
But these two blind faith are different, they're influential
并且可以实际表现在我们对神的信靠上面呢
They can actually demonstrate the real faith, the real belief in Jesus Christ
这样的信心需要环境来成全或是印证的
These kind of faith needs to be manifested through environments
好，例如说，圣经教导我们说，你要接纳软弱者
So, in the Bible,
要饶恕伤害你的人。
So in the Bible says you need to actually comfort the weak, the weak, and also forgive the people who have hurt you.
甚至还要去爱你的仇敌。
Even love your enemies.
你也许觉得奇怪，天下哪有这种事？
You might feel like, how could that be? How can I even do that to love my enemies?
但是我相信，在神没有难成的事。
But I believe all things are possible with God.
你们阿门吗
？Do you amen that?
我们有没有同样的信心，而愿意付出真实的行动吗
？Do you have the same faith and the same action?
我们的信心不是说啊阿门，我意思就我同意啊，在神没有难成的事。不过那是你家的事。
But our faith is not just amen, and say all things are possible with God, but then say, oh, that's your business, not my business.
真正的信心是要带出行动的。
The real faith takes action.
如果我们真相信圣经教导，我们可以真实的饶恕。
If we really believe in the Bible, believe in Jesus Christ, we need to know we need to forgive.
这就是教会跟社会不一样的地方。
That is the difference between church and the society.
也当我们如此行，这才是能够带出影响力，并且讨神喜悦的信心。
When we take the action, we really demonstrate the actions of faith, and that's the real demonstration of faith in God.
第二部分呢是这两个瞎子的失败之处。
So they're also failed. The two blind also failed in some ways.
虽然这两个像虽然有可取之处，然而他们并非完美，他们仍然有一些的问题或失败的地方，可以作为我们的借镜，成为我们学习的机会。
So although their sight was restored, still they have something that they need to learn that we also need to learn.
因为当他们得到医治之后呢，他们生命仍然没有改变，仍然没有健康成长，至少表现在以下三个缺失上。
So after they're healed, their life hasn't really changed. So in the three aspects.
好，第一个是他们没有谨慎主的教导。
First, they're not really careful in the teaching of the Lord.
圣经描述，当这两个瞎子得到医治之后，耶稣马上就切切吩咐他们说：“你们千万要小心啊！你们要小心。”
So after they're healed, Jesus actually tell them, and tell them be cautious about what they're doing.
请问要他们小心什么
？So what did Jesus want them to be cautious about?
小心路滑，小心火烛，小心开车。是不是这样小心
？Being cautious about the slippery roads, about your driving, or things like those.
你如果看原文的话，它没有“小心”这个字，而是翻译成“看 ”，“behold” 这个字。
So if you look at the original scriptures, there's no such a word as cautious. It's actually see, behold.
主接下来知道这两个人会马上有行动。
Because the Lord knew that these two blind men would actually have some actions right away.
耶稣要他们好好的看神的大能，而不是看自己的作为。
So actually, the Lord wants them to see God's almighty power, not their own deeds.
你想想看，这也难怪。当这两个瞎子眼睛还不能看见的时候，就这么积极的一路跟随耶稣。等到他们可以看见之后，那岂不是更积极了？有什么行动要做了？
So you might think that this blind man, when they were blind, that they actually were following Jesus really persistently. So when they're healed, that they can see, they should actually follow Jesus even more persistently.
所以这就是为什么耶稣特别叮咛嘱咐他们要注意去看神的大能，而不要去随意去做不得体的或去说不妥当的话。
But the Lord wants them to see God's almighty power, not their own deeds.
所以这个小心也就是让他们留意要专注接下来神要在他们身上的心意。
So the Lord Jesus Christ wants them to behold and watch what God's will on them are.
当他们忽略神的旨意而跑在神的前面，这样有可能让他们所做的每件事或说的每一句话都会带来负面的影响或造成额外的困扰的。
So when they actually step ahead of Jesus Christ,And whatever they do or say may bring a great deal of influence or troubles.
Yeah. 倘若这两位得医治的瞎子能够停下来，先看看神有什么作为，或是什么心意在我的身上。
If these two blind men could actually just stop and just watch for God's power and God's almighty deeds, and then they might be doing the right thing.
先问问神，先感谢神的医治啊。
So just
留心专心留意神，寻求神的心意啊。
The first should thank Jesus Christ for his healing and also seek God's will on them.
甚至可以继续的跟随耶稣，如同当年那个巴底马瞎眼的巴底马一样，继续跟随耶稣啊。
And then follow Jesus Christ.
啊，那甚至他也可以直接就问耶稣啊，就像保罗一样，说我接下来我当做什么啊？
They could even inquire at Jesus Christ and ask Jesus what they're supposed to do next, just like Apostle Paul.
那我相信一定会带出不同的结果。
So that will be like a different result.
同样的，我们今天许多人信主之后，我们可能许多时候我们不够谨慎。
In the same way, after we have believed in Jesus Christ, we might not be cautious or behold God's almighty power.
也许我们刚信主的时候，我们很火热，我们愿意为主摆上一切，可惜尚未明白神的心意，就糊里糊涂贸然行动，这是不妥当的。
So when we first believe in Jesus Christ, we are so passionate about the Lord, and then so we want to do a lot of things for the Lord, but then we did not examine ourselves and ask what God's will is.
也会造成教会亏损的。
That could actually cause troubles to church.
第二方面，这瞎子的失败呢，是他没有顺服主的吩咐。
The second failure of these two blind men is that they did not obey the commandments of the Lord.
主接下来很清楚的告诉他们哈。
The Lord told them very clearly.
啊，要他们小心什么事情呢？啊，你要不可叫人知道。
So basically, Jesus told them, do not tell anybody about this, about what he did.
不可叫人知道什么，就是刚才所发生的事，也就是他们得医治的故事，先不要让人知道。
So Jesus actually told them not to tell other people about how they're healed. They were healed.
可惜他们没有顺服主的吩咐。
Unfortunately, they did not obey the commandment of the Lord.
假如是神没有具体告诉他们不能做什么，不能说什么，还情有可原。可是主已经很清楚告诉他们，不要让人家知道他们这个发生的事情。
If the Lord Jesus Christ did not tell them clearly what they were supposed to do, that was actually forgivable. But actually, Jesus Christ did tell them what they were supposed to do.
所以他们没有借口说，哎呦，我因为不晓得怎么做，所以我就照自己的方法做了。
So they did not have any excuses for doing this.
那这两个瞎子不顺服的根本原因，并不是抗拒权威权柄，乃是他们认为自己是对的，一定是耶稣讲错了。
So the reason that these two blind men were not submissive to the Lord's authority was because they think what they're doing was right.
你说瞎子得医治了，这么大的事情怎么可能不让人知道呢？应该是大大宣传才对的。所以就是照着自己方法去做了。
So basically, they're not actually resisting the authority. They just think that what they're doing are right. They feel like they should actually tell everybody in the world about how they were healed.
其实人类第一桩犯罪也是如此。
So the first sin of human beings is the same thing.
夏娃受蛇引诱吃禁果，但是她不是一开始就违背抗拒神的吩咐。
So Eve was actually tempted by the Satan, by the snake, and then ate the forbidden fruit.
他是对神的话先产生怀疑。
She wasn't actually resisting the authority of God. He just first had started having doubts on God's words.
神岂是真说呢？
So she was like, did God really say that?
然后就按自己的方式去理解。
Then started following her own thoughts, understanding.
这里记载说，你吃的日子必定死。可是他就改着说，不一定会死啊。
But the Bible said, God said, the day you ate this forbidden fruit, you would die.But then she changed it into, no, I might not die.
神是蛮有恩典的神，怎么会让我们随便就让我们死掉呢？
So God is a merciful God. How can he let us die so easily?
想一想好像有道理的。
So when you think about that, you feel like, oh, that might be right.
啊，上帝创造这么多的果树啊，那么多的那个都可以吃，为什么偏偏不让我吃啊？
God has created so many trees in this beautiful garden. Why can't I eat this fruit?
然后呢？一开始怀疑之后，就带出错误的行动，于是就摘起来吃。
So when she started having doubts on God's words, she started taking wrong actions and eating the forbidden fruit.
我们常常就是用这样的模式来认为自己是对的。
So we often use this way to think that what we're doing is right.
而不认为神的话是绝对正确。
But we don't actually think that God's words are absolutely right.
结果的就是不顺服，违背神的。
So the consequence is we disobey God's will.
另外一个造成不能顺服的可能性，就是我们找到一个很棒的属灵理由，说这是我的感动啊。
So, those who are disobedient may find a good spiritual excuse. I just need to follow my heart.
对于我们自己想做的事，我们就说啊，这是上帝让我有感动要这样做。
So for the things we want to do, we just say, oh, because the God has actually moved me to do this.
其实是自己高兴这样做。
It's actually because you're actually feeling happy or feeling great about doing this.
今天我们也常常听到有人这样鼓励我们说 ,just follow your heart, 就是跟着你的心 来随性来服事，照着你心的感动去做吧。
So today, you might have heard a lot of people telling you, oh, just follow your heart. When you want to serve, just follow your heart.
我不是很同意这种说法。
I don't quite agree with that.
我认为服事是应该顺服神的吩咐。
I think service should be following God's will.
忠实委身于主，而不是光靠感觉里面是否有内心的感动。
Faithfully following God's will, not just following like a little bit movement in your heart.
人里面的感觉不可靠的。
The movement in your heart is not actually reliable.
好，我举例来讲，我们觉得
For example,
你觉得现在是冷还是热？
So let me just ask a question. Do you feel hot or cold right now?
有人穿短袖，有人穿棉袄。
Some are wearing T-shirts. Some are wearing like winter coats.
所以你问那些穿棉袄的，说你冷不冷？
So if you ask who are wearing winter coats, if you are you cold?
你问那些穿这个汗衫夹这个短袖这个，你问他热不热？
You might ask the people who are wearing
T-shirts. 感觉不一样的。
So they feel just totally differently.
人的心情起伏也常常起伏不定。
So our feelings could be very fluctuating.
我们感觉好的时候，我们就大发热心。我们心情不好的时候，我们连狗都不理。
We feel good, and then we're just so passionate about the Lord, and then but we don't feel good, and we ignore everybody.
别说更理人了哈。那 因此光靠感觉去做事，这是一种很不成熟的表现。
So solely by feelings to serve the Lord, that's kind of immature.
最后一个他们的失败的地方是他们没有明白主的心意。
So last the failure of these two blind men is they did not understand the will of the Lord.
好，圣经记载说他们出去竟把神他的名声传遍那地方。
The Bible said they went out and spread the news about him all over that region.
我听起来这是好事啊。
It sounded like a great thing.
不是吗？
Why not?
哇，把那个主的名声传遍了那个地方啊。
Spread God's news all over the region. That's a good thing, right?
可是在神看来这不是好事。
However, in Jesus' heart, that was not right.
因为这反而拦阻耶稣的事工啊。
Because that was actually blocking Jesus' ministry.
擅作主张啊，乃是他们所犯的错误。
So the mistake they made was self-assertion.
他们以为凭着他们的热心可以为神做一些事情，要多好啊！你看啊，这个。
They felt like with their passion they could do great things for the Lord.
过去他们瞎眼的时候不能看见时，都能够有恒心毅力克服万难，更别说现在可以看见了，哇，简直如虎添翼！他用尽他们的才干能力，要把所有的这个同心合意、目标一致，然后呢，传福音有什么不好的？为罪主做见证有什么不对的？哇，就把耶稣的名声传遍那一带的地方。
So when they were blind, they could even overcome all the difficulties and to get healed. And so, not to mention when they're healed and they can see, now they're so strong and they can do great things. And then they feel like they can be so passionate about Jesus and spread his name all over the region.
他们以为耶稣会喜悦，结果反而拦阻了耶稣的事工，使耶稣后来事工更加的困难，甚至招来更多的逼迫，就是因为他们没有明白主的旨意。
They feel like they're actually facilitated God's ministry, but actually they're blocking God's ministry because they did not follow the will of the Lord.
当然，我们相信传福音、做见证本身没有问题。
We know that there's nothing wrong about giving testimonies and spread the gospel.
但是呢，在做正确的事，做在错误的时机，那就是问题了。
But then, if you do the right thing, the wrong timing is still wrong.
啊，我举例来说，啊，我们背圣经好不好
？For example, taking memorizing verses as an example.
不好，没有人理我，到底。
Is that right? Is that good to memorize Bible verses?
你们会不会背主导文
？Can you memorize the Lord's Prayer?
会哈，你们会背诗篇二十三篇
？Can you memorize Psalms 23?
都会嘛，我们都会背。好
，So you probably all know that.
那假设我们。这个约法三章，我们如果夫妇吵架的时候，我们就背圣经，就和好了。
So let's just make a rule: when the couples fight, and they just memorize a verse, and they can, you know, reconcile with each other.
那以为只要背圣经大家就解决问题了。
So you feel like, you know, just memorizing verses could actually make them reconcile?
那你等着看啊。
Then you just watch and see.
如果一个人背二十遍。另外一个人背主导文，谁都不让谁，嗓门越来越大。一个人说：“我们在天上的父。”一个人说：“耶和华是我的牧者。”
If one said memorizes the Psalm 23 while the other is memorizing the Lord's Prayer, one said, "Jesus is my shepherd," and the other said, "Okay, Lord is our Father in heaven," and then they're still fighting.
那你猜接下来会发生什么事
？So you guess what's going to happen next?
可能圣经会飞了。
Maybe the Bible is going to fly all over.
这就是在正确的事呢，做在错误的时机。
That's called doing the right thing at the wrong timing.
同样，我们要避免犯这样的错误呢，我们要在我们还不明白神心意之前，不要贸然行事。
We need to avoid doing this before we understand the will of the Lord. Don't do anything.
当然，对于这两个得医治的瞎子，更好的方法就是他们出去之前先接受装备。学会知道怎么样正确的传递与表达，就不会将事情越弄越糟，越搞越糟。
Maybe these two blind men should first learn and to be equipped, how to spread the gospel in the right way, so that the deliverance of the gospel will be better, so they won't make any mistakes.
等到时机成熟之后再来做，那就会带出更好更美的果效。
So when the timing is right, there'll be better consequences.
玛利亚的妹妹马大的妹妹玛利亚。他选择上好福分，就是因为他明白耶稣的心意。
Martha's younger sister Mary chose the better blessings because she knew God's will.
他在正确的时机做正确的事。
She was doing the right thing in the right timing.
他知道这是耶稣最后的机会，听耶稣讲道，而不是像姐姐马大一样忙忙碌碌招待耶稣，而边侍奉边埋怨。
So she knew that was her last opportunity to listen to Jesus preaching. So she did not want to lose that opportunity. unlike Martha, who was busy in the kitchen all the time.
马大所做的并不是坏事哦。
So what Martha was doing was not wrong.
不要误会哈。
So don't misunderstand that.
如果大家都当玛利亚，没有马大，我们中午没饭吃啊。
If everybody were Martha, and then we wouldn't have lunch.
但是我们明白，在最正确的事，做在正确的时机。
But we need to know how to do the right thing at the right timing.
今天我们服事主要回到神的心意当中，要明白神要我们做的是什么。而不是我们自己认为我们应当做什么。
Today when we are doing God's service, we need to know God's will, knowing what God wants us to do, not what we think we're supposed to do.
这样才能够避免造成不必要的困扰。
So that we can prevent us from causing unnecessary troubles.
否则我们无论做再多、再累、再辛苦，最后的结果可能是白忙一场，而且不能够满足神的期待。
So no matter how much we do, if we don't follow God's will, it's not going to please God.
所以我们看从这两个瞎子的故事，我们看见了，当我们病得医治、得到痊愈之后，并不表示我们再也不会有问题了。
So we understand from the story that even we're healed, we still probably we could still have problems.
其实当他们得到医治，那只是恢复正常，而不代表他们已经是健康成长。
So although these two blind men were healed, they just recovered to normal, not achieved healthy growth.
其实教会也是如此的。
So church is the same thing.
我们病得痊愈，得到医治，并不是我们唯一的目标，得到健康成长才是。
Getting healed is not our only goal, but achieving healthy growth is our goal.
我知道我们教会过去去年以前聘牧时期，感觉教会的结构不完整，好像缺了大腿或是少了胳膊一样。
So last year when we were here, we felt like the structure of the church was not complete. We felt like it just felt like there was no arm or leg.
教会也不晓得要往哪个方向，好像没有意向，如同瞎了眼一样。
Church also felt like losing directions, just like a blind man.
然而现在已经找到合适的牧师，神也赐给我们一群优秀忠心的同工，教会也有明确具体的目标，作为教会主题，渐渐的好像我们又恢复完整，像个教会，不再有缺陷了。
Now church has found an appropriate pastor and also a group of faithful brothers and sisters, and we seem also to have a common goal. It looks like we have recovered to normal.
其实这只是恢复正常，还不是健康成长。
But that is just recovering to normal, but haven't really achieved a healthy growth.
我一再强调，为了健康成长，我们要勇敢的去面对教会的问题。
So I've been emphasizing, in order to achieve this healthy growth, we need to face the problems.
就好像你去找医生，说你不要害怕，告诉他你的问题。有人患了心脏病、高血压、糖尿病的问题，不要害怕，不敢去承认。
Just like when you're sick, you need to admit it and just go to see doctors.
只要我们认真的去面对、调理、用心的去调理身体，就会好了。
If we're willing to face the problems and admit our unhealthy condition, and then you'll be recovered.
大家同心、携手连心，正如这两个瞎子，我们看见一件事情，至少我看见一件事情，团结的力量。
Just like these two blind men, two healed blind men, we see the power of unity.
最近有人给我推荐在加州一个公园，它很多的红木。
So recently, a friend recommended like a really nice park in California that had lots of nice red trees. Redwood.
它是一种非常特别的植物，它最高可以长到大概300尺之高。
So those redwoods are very special. They could actually reach all the way up to
300 meters.
The width can actually reach like a car can even like drive in.
最近有一棵100多尺的倒下来了，我不晓得。
But the reason there is like a redwood that is 100 meters high that actually fell.
我不晓得你们懂不懂，就是这个红木。那它这个呢，一般来说，长树长越高。它的根部要越深。
So usually, if a tree wants to reach higher, then the roots has to be rooted even deeper.
那它的深，这个往下的扎根呢，至少要在树的三分之一。
So the roots have to at least cover 1/3 of the height of the tree.
但是如果说这个树是300尺，那这个根要100尺。
So that means if a tree is 300 meters high, and then that means the roots has to be 100 meters.
但是呢，红木的根呢，顶多只有六尺深，而仍然屹立不摇。
But the redwoods, the roots of the redwoods actually only has 3 meters, and it still actually stands very firmly there.
那怎么可能六尺可以稳固这么长的这个树呢？原来是它们的根呢，跟其他的根紧紧相连，扣在一起。
So how could like a six feet like root, hold so high such a high tree? Because the roots are all connected with each other.
它们环环相扣，在紧紧的哦，这个结实的，称为结实的一个根基。
They're connected very tightly and firmly, and they're protecting each other.
那我想到，其实我们教会也是如此。
So that makes me think that our church is the same.
如果我们可以紧紧相连、环环相扣、团结在一起。当我们同心配搭的时候，教会一定可以屹立不摇的。
So if we can hold hand in hand and connect with each other tightly, protect each other, and then church cannot be shaken.
问题是我们可以紧紧相连吗
？But the problem is, can we be connected tightly?
你看这些根是被隐藏在下面不被看见的这些辛劳啊
，The roots actually
同工之间那些纠缠不清的拉扯、委屈，甚至伤害啊。
So the roots actually hidden under the ground you cannot see.
你搭在我身上，我搭在你身，你残留我，我残留你，他又来加上来，哇哇，很复杂的。
So to entangle all these roots is kind of like a hard, but then they're just tangled together.
有很多的不方便啊。
That caused a lot of inconvenience.
但是如果可以为了高举神，让神得荣耀，让我们紧紧相连，就算有纠缠不清、所拉扯所造成的不便、委屈或伤害，你们愿意吗？
So in order to glorify church, even though there are so much inconvenience, are you willing to connect with each other and serve God's church?
没有一个人是完美的。
Nobody is perfect.
包括这两个得医治的瞎子。
Including these two blind men.
我相信我们当中没有一个人是完美的。
I believe none of us is perfect.
你们的牧师也不完美。
Your pastor is not perfect.
但是当我们愿意彼此接纳。
But if we're willing to accept each other.
我们隐藏起来。
We hide ourselves
为了高举基督
in order to glorify church.
我们彼此紧紧相连
We connect with each other very tightly.
我相信神会被高举
I believe God's name will be glorified.
再回到那一间一万人的教会
Let me just go back to talk about this the church has 10,000 members.
有人告诉我那个教会是从七个家庭开始
So somebody told me that the church started from 7 families.
那七个家庭都是很普通的家庭。
So those seven families were actually very ordinary families, just like us.
就看着他们这样一直成长，成长。
But they kept on growing.
我们都不晓得这七个家庭的名字是什么。
We did not even know the names of the seven families.
我也相信他们有很多的纷争，有很多的这意见不同。
I believe they had some conflicts also.
可是今天他们的教会屹立不摇。
But today the church is unshakable.
我羡慕哎。
I really admire that.
你愿意在这当中有份吗？
Are、
假如我们也可以的话，我们不止七个 family， 是不是
？We have more than seven families, right？
但是你们愿意吗
？But are you willing？
如果你愿意，我们一起起来好不好
？If you're willing, let's all stand up and sing this response of hymn.